Not of One Blood, a biblical, historical, and scientific evaluation of the racial equality doctrine by Charles Weissman. Read for you by Paul Matrigine. This is a free TearingDownIdols.com audiobook. Reproduction and distribution are encouraged. For more free listening and reading material, please visit TearingDownIdols.com. Interracial marriage. There is one obstacle that the egalitarians and integrationists in both government and religion have not overcome. That is the fact that most white people do not openly mate or marry colored people. There is a feeling of dislike or even repugnance that most white people have for intimate closeness with Negroes, Asians, or even Hispanics. While the corrupt forces of government and religion were effective in eliminating laws against interracial marriage, they have not been able to get all the races to accept one of another race as being equal when it comes to marriage. To break down this color line barrier, government has done all it can do with equal opportunity in workplaces and integration in schools. The media have done much with interracial ads, commercials, and movies. The religious sector is now pushing this interracial agenda, and it may have more success since people are usually more motivated by religion than by government. As with other arguments, the religious sector, humanist Christians and creationists, cite interracial marriage arguments used by the socialists and evolutionists, such as this in One Blood. There has been so much mixing of people groups over the years that it would be impossible for every human being today to trace their lineage to know for certain from which groups they are descended. The Chinese certainly know that they are descended from Chinese. Negroes know they are descended from Africans. Indians are descended from Indians. The vast majority of people know what group or race they come from. The tiny handful that are unsure are the result of interracial marriages. And so these Christians want to further erode away people's heritage and their identity of who they are and where they came from. The Bible tells us that one's heritage is important. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. Isaiah 51:2. The evolutionists and antichrist socialists often state that we are all mixed. They constantly push interracial marriages. They want everyone mixed, and they don't want people being proud of their heritage. Look at who is telling you the same thing. Your cursed preacher. The Christian humanists will always quote 2 Corinthians 6:14, which says, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers." And so it is said that Christians should only marry Christians. And the only marriage that the Bible prohibits is Christians marrying non-Christians. Then it must be all right for two men to get married if they are both Christians, or a brother and sister, right? No, it is not, because there are other laws which regulate marriage. One is the basic law of nature, which says that marriage is only for a male and a female. The basic law of nature also precludes a Negro from marrying a white person. Almost everyone senses that this is wrong, but when Christian leaders say it is all right, confusion sets in. On page 92 of the book One Blood, they show a picture of a black man and a white woman as being an acceptable union since they are both Christians. They show a picture of a white man and an Oriental woman, which is an acceptable union since they are both non-Christian. And they show a picture of a white man and a white woman as being a prohibited union since one is Christian and the other is non-Christian. Why did they choose to use a white man and woman as an example of a prohibited marriage? They are trying to condition people to go against the law of nature and the ways of God. The authors of One Blood cite the examples of Rahab and Ruth to justify interracial marriages. Since I have already explained the typical misunderstandings and misinterpretations of these two incidences, I will not explain them here. Footnote: See Is Universalism of God? By Charles Weissman. And footnote. But here are some verses which do condemn interracial marriages. "Neither shalt thou make marriages with them," the Hittites, Girgashites, Amorites, Canaanites, etc. "Thy daughter thou shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son." Deuteronomy 7, 1-3. "The people of Israel, and the priests, and the Levites, have not separated themselves from the people of the lands, doing according to their abominations, even of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Egyptians, and the Amorites. For they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy seed have mingled themselves with the people of those lands. Ezra 9, 1-2. Shall we then hearken unto you to do all this great evil, to transgress against our God in marrying strange or alien wives? Nehemiah 13:27. When Israel did intermarry with these other races, it was regarded as a transgression, being evil, Judges 3, 5-7, and a sin, Nehemiah 13:26. There are many other verses in the Bible which condemn interracial mixing, Ezra 9:1-3 and 10:11, Genesis 27:46 and 28:1, Nehemiah 10:30, 1 Kings 8:53 and 11:1-2. Now, did the authors of One Blood or other creationists ever cite and explain any of these verses? No, not a one of them. They won't touch them because they are biased and prejudiced. These verses don't conform to their agenda, so instead they quote general verses that can be distorted. If any egalitarians do give a response to the previously cited verses, they will state that they only involve the problem of different religions, not different racial lineages. If that is so, then why did God command Israel to drive out or kill all of the other people, every man, woman, and child? Deuteronomy 7:2 and Numbers 33:52. Why couldn't Israel take the little Canaanites, Hittites, and Amorites and raise them up in the Hebrew environment so that they would be trained to follow the God of Israel? Because it wouldn't work. We know from archaeological evidence that compared to Israel, the Canaanites, Hittites, and Amorites were of different racial types. These people were accursed people. They had a propensity for evil and ungodly ways. Every generation was the same. It was more than a religious or moral problem. Yes, they would cause Israel to turn away from worshiping the true God, but that is due to the nature of their genetic disposition. The main issue is a racial one. The egalitarian Christians will also make a pointed issue of the fact that all races can mate and produce fertile offspring. Thus, they are all of one species, or one blood. This has been their biggest argument for the past 100 years. Yet, it has been long ago shown that the fact two organisms can cross and produce fertile offspring is no proof for them being the same species. There are many cases where animals not only of different species, but of different genera, will cross and produce fertile offspring. A llama and an alpaca are different species, but can produce fertile offspring. Two different genera of primates, macaques and baboons, can produce fertile offspring, as can baboons and mandrills. Footnote: John Napier, The Roots of Mankind, 1970, page 19. And footnote. Dr. Paul Broca, the renowned French surgeon, anatomist, and anthropologist, did much study on the subject of hybrids and stated the following. We have investigated the results of certain crossings between animals of incontestably different species, such as dogs and wolves, goats and sheep, camels and dromedaries, hares and rabbits, etc. And we have demonstrated that these crossings produce eugenesic mongrels, that is to say, perfectly and indefinitely prolific between themselves. It is thus not true that all animals capable of producing a eugenesic progeny are of the same species. And even if all human intermixtures were eugenesic, as is generally believed, we could not infer from this the unity of the human species. The monogenists are thus deprived of their principal basis and their sole scientific argument. Footnote: Paul Broca, On the Phenomena of Hybridity in the Genus Homo, London, 1864. Page 65. The monogenists are those such as evolutionists, creationists, and egalitarian Christians who believe that all races came from the same source. End footnote. Dr. Broca showed that there are degrees of fertility among hybrids. Some are completely fertile, some fertile in only one generation or with the parent stock, some are rarely or not at all fertile. There are other physiological and biological problems that occur in varying degrees when crossing two species. The cross between a Negro and a European does not produce a perfect offspring. The hybrids of Negro-white matings have a higher rate of disease and ailments, such as hypertension. They have a higher infant mortality rate and produce a disharmony in mind and body. Footnote. See Anthology of Racial Issues by Charles Weissman. End footnote. Hybrids are a destructive creation, destroying attributes and physiological characteristics of both races that mix. Throughout the history of the world, animals have obeyed their natural instincts and have sought to mate with their own kind. Man is driven by nature, and also his emotions, which causes a certain number of interracial crossings. We know from history, archaeology, and paleontology that the races have existed as they appear today for thousands of years. The darker races, Asian, Negro, Mediterranean, Indian, etc., are much more dominant genetically than the white race. An intermixture of the white with the darker races results in the offspring being dark, never white. Thus, the offspring of a white person and one of a darker race almost always intermarries with a member of the dark race, or another hybrid. This has been the way of things throughout history. The white race is the most recessive genetically. If you are white, there is only one reason why you are white. That is because all of your ancestors for thousands of years were white. All of your ancestors married only white people. If just one of them married an Oriental or a Negro, then you would be an Oriental, a Negro, or a dark hybrid. No amount of interbreeding, crossing, or isolation can ever produce a white man, a Negro, or a Chinaman from a hybrid ancestry. But now the egalitarians, creationists, and humanist Christians, in concert with the Antichrist one-worlders, want to destroy God's creation by interracial marriages. Most of all, they want to destroy the most beautiful, most intelligent, most benevolent, most civilized, most creative, and most godly people on the planet, the white race. Now watch how the humanists will scream racism and bigotry at that statement. But listen to their objections and arguments, and you will see that they are few and flimsy. Every attribute I mentioned in regards to the white race is true, undeniably true, and easily proven. The world will lose these grand attributes if the humanists have their way.